Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What is the strangest thing that's happened to someone in your family? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So when I was a kid, me and my brothers, the whole family was, we lived in Kuwait. All right. So when we were over there, they had that second, whenever we invaded Iraq for the second time, things got really kind of hairy over there. And we still stayed in, the country and all, but there was a bunch of news stations coming over there just to interview people and kind of get the news stories and stuff. So somehow we ended up having a Russian TV station come to our house and interview us about basically our life in Kuwait and just weird stuff. Ask random questions, and I never even got to see the news clip after that, so I don't even know what came about it, but it was just really a weird kind of experience. I don't even know where they came from or how they figured us out or where we met them. You know?
We will act like TV station.
How is life in Kuwait? Have you ever fallen out of window to death?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently the gravity in Russia is a little stronger than it is anywhere else.
They only live in high rises.
So why did you guys live in Kuwait? Was it military related or what?
Well, so my dad was a contractor. He worked on airplanes. So he got a job working for the Kuwait Air Force.
All right.
Basically, the contract. And my mom was a teacher. She was a school teacher.
Okay. As a kid, you want to play outside all the time. How hot did it get?
Oh, man. It was, always hot. That's the one thing I remember coming out of the airport at like 12 o'clock at night, and it was still 105. You know, the hottest it got when I was over there was close to 125 degrees.
I can't even imagine what that feels like. I'm assuming everyone has air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. You go from the AC to the AC. You don't usually play outside too much, you know?
Okay.
Unless if parents ask you to do that, they want you to die. And one other thing, man. So when you live in a place like Kuwait, which most of us here in the States did not know much about until, as you said, the invasions of Iraq and all that, did you guys live in a community of other Americans, or were you just out among the locals?
Oh, no. We lived among the locals, man. Like, we walked around the block, and, you know, we'd always be getting into trouble doing stuff like kids do. And anytime somebody wanted to know where we were, that's where the white guys were, the white kids were. They just point you right to the house, man. So, like, in anywhere we went, we were noticed. But we lived right in the middle of the...
What about wildlife? What did you have to look out for as a kid? I mean, were there snakes? What was the big fear as far as what you might stumble upon?
Nothing really in the city. There's really... It's really desolate. So you don't have to worry about much. Out in the desert where there's not anybody, you might have to worry about a snake or two. But there's a lot of wild cats, a lot of wild dogs, but that's about it.
Okay.
And a bunch of wild cats.
I was wondering, like, what lives in 125 degrees and wants to stay there?
And nothing is happy. It's impossible. It's like polar bears, right? They're like, look, if they smell you, they're going to hunt you. They're going to track you down. They're going to eat you. I'm like, right, because where they live sucks. I just think they're bitter in general.
Yes.
And yeah, I know they don't eat much, but same thing with the desert. Like, it sucks living here. If I see you, I'm going to try to kill you. And
what is the strangest thing that's happened to someone in your family? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, naked lady.
Hola.
Hey, check it out. When I was growing up, my grandparents on my dad's side of the family didn't like my grandparents on my mother's side of the family. Well, as time goes along, my grandpa on dad's side of the family dies, and grandma on my mother's side of the family dies. About a year later, my parents and a couple of aunts decide it's a good idea to hook the remaining grandma and grandpa up. Sure enough, they go out on a date and hit it off after hating each other. So they decide they like to do the snowbird thing. And as they did that, I would move into their house for 6 months out of the year.
About how old were you at the time that all this went down?
About 30. Okay. This was like almost 35 years ago for me. So anyway, the last time they were down there, Gramps' Alzheimer's is getting real bad. So they come back early, and I have not had a chance to get out of the house. After having drank up all their liquor and messed up the house, the place is a disaster, and they just show up one day. So we get through that, and that evening, everybody kind of goes to bed. And I ain't thinking nothing about nothing. Now, my grandparents are both deaf, and so they're both loud.
Oh,
and
no.
Out of their bedroom, I can hear them going at it.
I picture sounding like Edith. Oh, Archie!
They're like 80 at this time. So anyway, I can hear Grandma out of nowhere. She's like, "Tom! Tom, you're hurting me."
Oh, God.
And Gramps is like, "Just a minute, just a minute. Let me get some Vaseline on it."
Oh, Jesus. Like, that's a lot.
Oh, my God. So they finally get it all done. And Grandma gets up, and she's heading down the hallway toward the bathroom. And Gramps hollers out of the bedroom, "Sweetheart, could you bring me a tissue or something so I can wipe this up?"
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It took me like 2 weeks to find a place to get out of there and move out. Them old people are like rabbits. They were hitting it like every other night at least. And it was always just like that.
Okay.
And did it make it worse that it was like grandparents from each side of the family?
Yeah, that was kind of weird too, because then the big running joke is my dad married his sister, and me and my brothers were all illegitimate.
Yeah. Damn. I do not envy you, brother. Yeah. I truly do not.
My buddy went out with
Let me get some Vaseline. Oh, stop it.
My buddy had a girl who we knew most of our life when he was 19 years old, and she was deaf.
All right.
That was one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to learn sign language, is cuz
see what she's talking about you?
No, she's hot.
Right.
You know what I mean? But he said that and she would scare him sometimes just by, you know, the true emotion of having sex when you can't hear what you would probably like.
Right. You're not self-conscious.
Yes,
you don't
not,
know.
There's no breaks, so to speak.
You want to do an imitation?
No. No. But
will you do it off air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he was like, at one point, it's hot.
Right.
But, you know, like, it's like... It's loud, so
right. It's like
depending on where you are situationally, you need to be cognizant of that.
Did you ever overhear?
Oh no! I was okay. Never. He just.
He's just trying to explain to you.
The first time I was scared to death. I was like, I had to look at her like, "Are you okay?
Right? Am I hurting you?
Are you okay? Like, is this consensual? Is that noise of something that would come out of someone? Does that mean you like this? I'm not sure if you're enjoying this or if this is not okay."
Right. I just need to check.
No, like,
you're freaking me out.
Right, exactly. We can just stop now.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Down in the basement, the dungeon, the bar, the studio. Ryan Castle, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening, guys?
Well, not a lot. We heard that you were looking for something in your office, and
somebody done stole it.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I was cursing your guys' names yesterday.
Well,
for sure.
We're on the street.
Why would you think it's us? I don't appreciate it. Immediately.
Yeah, a basic pattern recognition.
What was in your office? Do you remember?
There was a bottle of whiskey, of American whiskey.
Huh.
And my friend Miles sends me a text like, hey, happy hour. You mind if we hit that bottle of whiskey in your office? I was like, yeah, dude, sure, of course. Just don't drink all of it.
Ooh. Oh, we didn't hear that part.
Yesterday, I was in the office trying to avoid you guys. And I was like, you know what? Late in the day, I think my friend VD and I might have a whiskey. And then lo and behold, it was nowhere to be found.
Huh.
So your names, they were cursed. Those beers that you had in the refrigerator, I took them home with me out of spite.
If you don't put that cap on,
you know what? I'm taking all of their beers. My.
It evaporates. It does. If you don't screw the cap on all the way,
that may have been what happened.
What was the artist?
I'm no physicist, but I think the more likely scenario is that you guys drank all of it. But
yeah,
I get
but that can't be confirmed.
Well, I get it. You're selfish, but that's okay. I've come to expect that from you.
Who was the country artist that sent that bottle in? Do you remember?
Oh man, I don't remember.
I don't either. I think we're working in the wrong format, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you're right. We get Metallica whiskey.
We haven't gotten
a box of cereal yet.
We got Iron Maiden beer at one point.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
We've gotten some whiskey from our friends in Metallica.
We got Hendrix whiskey, vodka way back in the day.
The vodka from back in the day, the unlicensed Jimi Hendrix vodka.
Sure, that went well.
But they got sued over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's still a bottle of that floating around somewhere if it hasn't already all evaporated, because I know how that goes.
Evaporation, yes.
You know, like I feel like when fall comes around, this is the drinking time of the year. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
it's definitely, you know, every season is whiskey season as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, when fall comes around, this is like warm bourbon drinks.
So
right?
I've been telling my wife, and it's not going over well. I'm not cold.
Like, make me a hot toddy.
So I guess.
No, there was no joke in there. I really want a hot toddy.
No, we do too.
But no, so, I mean, today it's like 78 degrees, sunny and gorgeous in Seattle, which can only mean one thing.
Whiskey time.
Fall is upon us and whiskey weather. And we have rock songs that celebrate the season of fall today on 6.
10, number 10.
And the leaves that are green.
Oh, God.
To brown.
Okay, this makes me hate fall.
This is a guy like John Belushi takes his guitar and bashes him over the head with it.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's a fun fact about Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
Never liked them.
It's kind of hard to really hate on Art Garfunkel too much.
What do you mean?
He looks like he put his finger in the electric socket and just...
But his name's Art Garfunkel, man. It's like he's built to be made fun of.
He looks like an upside-down testicle.
You know what he does? He looks like a clown when they take off their makeup and you realize they weren't wearing a wig.
So these, what's the name of those?
He looks like he got surprised.
Mm-hmm. And still hasn't gotten
this is
over it.
Leaves that are green from Simon and Garfunkel.
Shouldn't it be like leaves that are turning brown and falling off the trees?
They should never have recorded this song.
I mean, I know
this
it's about
terrible.
The fall, but you know, you should be brown and, you know, raking leaves or blowing them. Oh, that's right. It's leaf blower season. Leaf blower season.
Leif Erickson loves it.
Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide.
I had no idea this was about fall.
I had not pulled all that together either.
A fun fact, Ryan, I don't know if you knew this. Van Morrison is a total a-hole.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
He is. He's just a complete piece of ass.
That's all I've heard about.
You know, it's,
but, like, his music is so...
It's so nice.
Dumb, right. You would think he'd be like
back to basic
counselor nice. Mm-hmm.
Back to basic pattern recognition. It has come to my attention that you have a lot of problems with musicians that you meet, but also you tend to say dumb things to musicians you meet. All right, Miles has a story for everybody. Like, yeah, I met that guy, and then I said this, and then he was a dick afterwards. Was a Blue Oyster Cult story about Godzilla a couple of weeks ago? Like, yeah, I asked him about the movie, and they were like, yeah, we didn't get any money. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Hey, good for you, man.
Cool, I didn't either. Yeah.
Do you really think I wanted to be on this bar to bring out Blue Oyster Cult on my Friday night? Do you really think this is where I wanted to be? Jesus, to hear you sing Burning for You.
Eight, number eight. The time
is. Oh, my God.
In the summer.
Is this like your depressing uncle found your guitar under your bed? And now no one can get him to stop playing?
It's amazing how you can have a Doors phase for about 5 minutes and then never listen to it ever again.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how you can have a Doors phase and still never listen to the song Indian Summer. That's what this is.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Okay. These are
Do you think when Jim shows up with another one of these songs, Ray and John... Robbie just roll their eyes like
guaranteed.
Cool.
Guaranteed.
Here we got another one.
Oh, cool. Good.
Great. I'm a poet.
Yeah. American Prayer. That was really good stuff.
Seven, number seven.
Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore.
This is about a guy who's having sexual relations with an older woman and needs to head back to school.
Oh, good for him.
How old is this guy having the sexual relations at that point?
I don't know. Is it college?
Maybe he's a teacher.
That'd be cool.
Maybe
though,
that's
man.
The case.
You realize Rod Stewart, his voice, he always sounds like he's being filleted as he's singing a song. Right?
It's kinda, how do you know he's not?
That's what I mean. I just picture him all the time. Like he's singing a song in the studio. Being filleted. And he kind of sounds like Elmer Fudd. Like if Elmer Fudd put in the effort to sing, this is kind of what he'd sound like.
Yeah, but not always filleted.
Miles, what does Elmer Fudd sound like while being filleted?
Like this. Like Rod Stewart.
Be a bud. Well, the first cut in the deepest was different. So at least he had that.
Six. Number six.
You know, I like fall, and I'm starting to think most of these songs are real depressing about fall.
I was going to ask, man, is there some, like, I know summertime songs are all about feeling, bands like the Black Eyed Peas do well because they're really stupid, and summer's about a time of getting stupid, right? It's kind of understood. But what is it about fall that we all sound like this crap? How about this is, as a band, do not write songs about fall, and it reduces your suckage.
Right. When we first brought this up, I thought we were going to hear, like, Free Fallin' from Tom Petty. Something fun.
Five, number five.
Working on a night move.
Ooh, Bob Seger.
Trying to make some.
This is a song about having an erection in your jeans.
Working on a night move.
I mean, dude brings it up. Toward the top of the song. Just want to let you know I have an erection.
In the summertime.
Summertime.
You know, summertime. I never pulled that together from this song.
Tight pants points, hardly renowned. In other words, I'm a teenager. I have an erection at the top of the song.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
You get that when you walk around downtown Detroit. Pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Number four.
Okay, here's one.
This is a good fall song. Yeah. Agreed.
Still not upbeat, but a good song.
Most, I believe at the time, one of the most expensive rock videos ever made.
Yeah, because it was Axl Rose. Mm-hmm. Who was it? What's your face?
But this was after Thriller.
Oh, he was married to her at the time.
Oh, was it Stephanie Seymour?
Ooh,
is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. Yeah. Yes, I would like to see more.
I think I remember a Slash interview where, you know, they're explaining all the stuff in the video to him. He's like, I don't care, man, just so long as I look cool. And he does look cool in that video.
I don't go to church. I have no idea what I'm
saying. Just make your video. Make me look cool.
Glad I didn't catch on fire.
Three, number three.
This is a cool White Stripes song called Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground, which is what the Simon and Garfunkel song should have been called.
Yeah.
Dead leaves and the dirty ground. Stop staring at my hair and our height difference.
Who's better, Simon or Garfunkel?
Simon.
Trick question. They both suck.
Oh,
oh no!
10 rock songs that celebrate the fall.
Number two.
Oh,
there
you
go. Leaves are falling all around.
Leaves are falling all around. It's time Robert Plant was on his way.
Yes.
He looks like he should be in, like, Lord of the Rings. You know, like Keith Richards.
I think there's a Lord of the Rings. There is definitely a Lord of the Rings reference in this song.
Oh, without question. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they bring in Keith Richards for the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he should be in all this stuff.
Yeah.
He really should.
He should be like the wise troll.
I'm Robert the Wise Troll.
Exactly.
Ramalo.
Why do you live under a bridge? I thought you made millions. These are 10 rock songs to celebrate the fall on Sit and Spin.
One, number one.
Because I'm still in love with you. I want to see you dance again.
I like Neil Young. But every time I listen to his voice, I say to myself, why do I like Neil Young? Like, if we went to karaoke, right, and you're not singing a Neil Young song, but you went up as a dude and that's what came out of your mouth, I'd be like, we get kicked out of the bar again, Miles.
Funny thing about this song, he wrote this song for his wife. They've been married for like 25, 30 years, whatever, you know?
That's probably the only reason you haven't been kicked out of a bar.
Yeah, totally.
No, I've got kicked out for that, too.
So he goes out one night and Daryl Hannah starts talking to him and he dumps her. Says, I'm going with her. Splash!
Bye.
Splash!
Yeah,
I'm out. Neil's out. 35 year marriage, held it. I'm having sex with Daryl Hannah. I'm out.
I'm going to start dating a mermaid.
That'd be cool. I don't know how you spread that thing, but whatever.
Lift your tail, mama.
Get my fillet knife out.
Mermaid sex.
How do you do it that way?
I don't know. I think you just run by and spray her. Right?
I guess so.
I mean, you don't really have sex. You just
she kind of lays her eggs in the rocks, right. And you come by and you know
you run as fast as you can and just spray and keep going.
But then you die.
Fertilize.
And then you die.
Then you die. You swim back downstream.
But I had sex with Daryl Hannah.
Then a bear eats you.
So, Neil Young never had sex with Daryl Hannah because Neil Young's still alive.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Ryan. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go on a mission here just for you and see if we can't find whoever took that bottle of whiskey from you and return it to you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate the effort. Yeah. But don't try too hard. Yeah. I know you won't.
There you go. It's been your listening to the Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What is your weird food thing? What will you never eat again? And what was the best meal you ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Larry. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
I'd have to say the weirdest thing I ever ate when I was in the Philippines a couple years ago is balut.
Yeah, I've never heard a good thing about balut.
Not even willing to try it. We've heard enough. Even if it was in front of me right now and someone offered it to me.
But it kind of tastes like a hard-boiled egg, but it's crunchy. It's got bones in it. I just didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean, right there. Hard-boiled egg with bones. Like, look, I like hard-boiled eggs. If you said, well, hey.
It's got a chicken in it.
It's got chicken in it, but just eat it. Like, no. I like to eat my chicken.
You ever crack an egg that had a chicken in it? I have.
Now, I've had the blood spots, which as a kid would freak me the hell out, but not. You cracked an egg and the chicken came out?
Oh, yeah. It's like, that is something.
Yeah.
What will you never eat again?
I'm not a big fan of salmon or canned tuna fish.
Okay.
All right. I'm not a fan. Can you have salmon in any capacity? Like, once it's cooked, I hate it. If you do it raw, like a ceviche or something, I'm down. If you smoke it or if you marinate it for lox, absolutely love it. But once it takes heat,
Okay. Tuna's got a...
You never had it the way I make it, and no matter what you do to it, it's still salmon, so I don't like it.
The only thing about tuna in a can, if you do like tuna in a can, is you can't cook with it. You can't make tuna casserole or anything because the metallic flavor comes through and ruins everything.
But people always make tuna casserole out of stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just,
What was the best meal?
Best meal I had was I was back home at Pittsburgh last week, and there's this little Italian restaurant that I go to. And it's a little family-owned place. The guy and his wife and his five Italian daughters, they live up above the restaurant. I tried the linguine and white clam sauce.
Ooh. Ooh. It's such a simple thing, but it's amazing how good that can be.
My dad and I, stepfather, used to drive up to Pittsburgh to go to a place called Delilo's, which is an Italian grocery. They got like two locations, one in the Strip and one down near the old Three Rivers Mall or three whatever mall still exists. But Pittsburgh's got amazing food.
It does.
Even if you go to a pound.
Oh, yeah, and it's cheap, too. That meal is like you get either soup, get wedding soup or salad,
yeah.
Your bread, and that meal is like $21.
And even if you go to Pimani's, I don't know. I know it's a chain now, and they've got them all over the place. But they serve pizza. It's some of the best pizza I've ever had. Obviously, you want to go there for the sandwich. Their French fries are amazing. They have really good food.
I go to Minio's when I go home for pizza. Minio's, that's the best.
How often do you make it back to Pittsburgh?
I go about 5 times a year.
And how much do you eat when you land?
Well, the first stop, I go to Pimani Brothers, and I go to all the pizza places. I go to Minio's, and I'll go to Fiori's, and another place downtown called Badamo's. I'll go there. Yeah.
How about Quaker Steak and Lube?
I don't go there. I go to there's a little dive bar by my place that makes the best chicken wings. That's okay. One thing I noticed about here. Nobody makes whole chicken wings out here. They get little drumettes. I'm just gonna get a Pennsylvania thing, the whole chicken wing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about the O?
What was that?
The O for a hot dog. Or is that the Varsity? No, that's the O in Pittsburgh.
No, I'm not sure. But
I think it's in Oakland.
Then for a good fish sandwich, you go to Holy's there in the Strip District.
Strip District is amazing.
I went there once, and specifically, I was dating
at the time.
And so go up to meet her parents. And her parents were like, we're taking you to the Strip. And look, I had never been to Pittsburgh. I didn't care one way or another. The food there, I did not care about what I was saying. The food there was unbelievable. Pittsburgh definitely, one, it gets a bum rap for me because it's home of the Steelers. Beyond that, there's really nothing wrong with that
my
city.
My brother,
man.
My sister live there. They go to some of the best restaurants. If you love Italian food, Pittsburgh's one of the hidden gems, I think, in North America.
If you don't love Italian food, there's nothing for you to eat there.
There's a lot of different kind of food, but you got to remember.
Yeah, but
Italian population is dominating there. That's right. Why whenever I go back, I don't know if they really have as much in Pittsburgh, but I always get a big thing of, and Robin got them ordered for like my birthday, or pepperoni rolls.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just the dumbest thing in the world. It's just a roll, but it's got pepperoni baked in the inside with a piece of cheese.
But it's all you need.
So the grease from the pepperoni just kind of soaks into the bread as it's cooking, and the cheese melts inside. If you get a fresh, hot pepperoni roll, they used to give them as lunch for miners. Because they would hold up. So they give you like two pepperoni rolls.
Right, right.
One for lunch, one for a late night snack or late afternoon snack. And you are good to go on food for the day.
It's basically like a thicker pizza roll.
It is.
Right?
If pizza rolls were fresh, you know, you pick, you know, all the stuff you picture pulling out of your oven. Like, if they were bigger and actually fresh, like, that's what they taste like.
But Italian bread in that area is, oh, my God. If you have a thing where you're trying to stay away from the bread, if they bring the bread out, you can't stop eating it.
Right.
So if you're trying to watch your weight or whatever, you're screwed. What is your weird food thing? What will you never eat again? And what was the best meal you ever had? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Starla. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So my weird food thing is I am allergic to beef.
Well, that's just unfortunate. I mean, do you like the taste of beef?
I don't remember the taste of beef. I've been allergic to it for about 25 years or so, and it's like anaphylaxis allergic, so I have to have an EpiPen just in case.
Wow, that sucks.
You sound like fun on a date.
Did you get bit by a tick or something like that?
You know, that's what the common thing is, especially that's called the Lone Star tick, so it's super common in Texas, go figure. But no, it was discovered I had, on a Friday night, I was eating pepperoni pizza, everything was fine. I came home for lunch from work on Saturday, had the same pepperoni pizza the very next day, and all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe.
So is it pork or beef?
It's beef. It's actually beef.
Well, pepperoni's pork.
Right.
Well, so the place that we had ordered from is a beef. It uses a beef.
Oh, I would never even know that. Yeah, that would freak.
I would not have known.
No wonder you need to pin with you. That's a sneaky move.
Good God, man. So if you order a pizza now and get pepperoni, can you order a pizza with pepperoni? Are you confident to do that?
No.
Really? I mean, that's pepperoni, man. It should be pork.
I mean, they make turkey pepperoni, so, like, I make pizza at home with turkey pepperoni, and it's delicious, but no, I don't order it.
What will you never eat again?
Pickled eggs.
Pickled eggs. I'm not sure that I've had one in my adult life.
Did you do it on a dare? Did you get it at the bar? What was the circumstance that you ate a pickled egg?
A friend of mine pickles a lot of things, and so it was just like, I enjoy pickles. And so I thought, I like hard-boiled eggs. I like pickles. Doesn't seem like it would be gross. No, it was as gross as I thought it might be.
Okay. Yeah. Live and learn. That's right. What we're to find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the best meal you ever had?
It'll break my husband's heart because he's an amazing cook. But I,
my ex-boyfriend.
World, do, go ahead.
My ex-boyfriend cooks so much
best
better.
Best meal I've ever had. Right.
My favorite meal I've ever had was in Disney World. They do the Wine and Dine Festival every year. And at the Cuba booth, they do a crispy pork belly with this cheesy potato side. It is amazing.
Ooh, ooh, that does sound good.
What I'm learning today that
go
apparently...
Go to Disney World.
Go to Disney World if you want really good food.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially during Wine and Dine. It's amazing.
Somebody on the text says, when the guy called from Pittsburgh, asked this guy from Pitt to explain the word yens. I understand it's like y'all. It is. It's you people.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other
day.
What
do you mean, you people?
I was listening to the radio station driving back, and they had one of the Babbel commercials on.
We
learn to speak a foreign language and everything. And I thought, you know what, it would be really helpful, man, if they just did that for certain cities in the United States.
Yeah, honestly,
you
Babbel.
Mean, like, would you like to go to Pittsburgh? Babbel can help you. Yens going downtown. I'm going to jump in my wheels and go see my mom, man. She needs some help with some stuff.
Like you said earlier.
What he just said was he's going to go help his mom downtown and jump in his car and help her out.
And like you said, they could also do it for any song sang by Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
Welcome to Babbel.com. Do you love Pearl Jam and have no idea what Mushmouth is saying? We can translate every
Babbel.
Song.
We do practical stuff, too, just in case. You going to Baltimore?
Oh, my God, yeah. Not everything rhymes with you the can, word earn.
We can, but... we can teach you the language. You can talk to people while you're there.
Did they threaten you, or did they compliment you?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Probably closest down Asian.
He said, you might want to head toward the beach.
Are you looking for a soft-shell crab?
Right.
Not around here, but the best place to go is down to the beach.
Repeat after us. No.
Have a good one.
It's not even a good one. Gooden.
Gooden.
Have a good one,
hon. Babbel.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Almost like we got a line cook today.
Almost. The head chef, unfortunately, is out today. So you're right, you get the line cook.
He's missing it.
But you know what? At least I get a fairly easy day to come on in here from the kitchen and present you guys some good stuff because, as of course you know, today is National Coffee Day.
Of course we
do
that.
I did not know that.
It is the absolute elixir of life after the age of 18.
Mm-hmm. You did not know today was National Coffee Day.
I did not know that.
I sent you a card. We have the updated pictures of my kids wearing their coffee sweaters. Come on, Miles.
He used the coupon for his morning coffee this morning.
Right. Let me ask you a question. When did you guys start making coffee a regular part of your adult life? Because it seems to me like that happened a little bit later.
For me, man, honestly, maybe my 20s. So, you know, you grow up with coffee, not drinking it, but your parents are always drinking it. But they got like Maxwell House. So even when you took sips, that wasn't where I wanted to be. My father drinks it black, so when I'm younger, too bitter. But Starbucks and things like that weren't really around when I'm kind of coming up at young adult age. So other than getting McDonald's coffee or maybe Dunkin' Donuts, but that's not really coffee. That's a big creamy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe when I was 30 did I actually get a coffee maker to brew coffee at home.
When I was going into driving school was the first time I actually tried quote-unquote coffee, and I actually liked it because there was a Starbucks just right there next to the driving school that I went to, and I got a vanilla frappuccino, which is just a milkshake.
Yeah, right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, pre-Starbucks... Coffee, it was like McDonald's coffee or coffee that you got at home or 7-Eleven, and it was all terrible.
But then as we went there pretty much every day, I started experimenting with the different frappuccinos because I just didn't like the taste of coffee up until then. But then they had the Java Chip Frappuccino, which did add a little bit more of a coffee taste, and that was kind of the slow integration. It didn't really get permanent because I went to energy drinks, but the permanent coffee staple probably happened right around the age of 20 for me.
Here's a weird one for you. I truly believe that coffee and me are completely associated with work. So when I started working the overnights at a coffee pot, they had a pack, you open it up, you threw the beans or the bag in, and you could stay up. It was free at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was working an overnight. I started drinking coffee. Now, on the weekends, I don't drink coffee. I only drink coffee. I'll go get breakfast. I'll get an orange juice and a water.
But yeah, well, if I go out to breakfast, because you're right, at home on the weekends, I don't drink coffee, honestly, unless I'm adding Irish cream, right? You're making it more of a treat. But you're right. Unless I go to a restaurant, and even then, I kind of like I'll always get my sure. I'll get a beer. I get an orange juice. I get a shot. But somehow, if it's breakfast, I'm like, you know, yeah.
When we, give me when a cup we of went coffee. And got those biscuits, I didn't get any coffee. Biscuits, I just drank biscuits. Water, orange juice when we did before painting the grass.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what the deal is, but for some reason I just associate it with coffee. You got to be jacked up when you go to work.
Gotcha.
Get your crap done.
See, not me, man. Coffee is a daily staple. I suffer minor coffee withdrawals if I don't get it for the day. I get that little caffeine headache that can only be cured really? If you get yourself.
You know what's funny, man? I'd been out of coffee. I had the beans, but I don't have a bean grinder. We just grabbed the wrong bag.
Okay. Right?
So earlier this week, I actually picked up coffee to brew coffee. We came back to work Tuesday. Made my first pot of coffee at home in about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Drank my cup of coffee, kind of doing my pre-work work. I looked at my wife and said, I'm like shaking all over.
Really?
Like, yeah. Really, dude.
Fresh ground coffee.
It absolutely. And like I said, I would drink it every morning normally. I just had a three-week gap simply because we bought the wrong beans. But yeah, I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Man, when we first moved out here, we were staying at the hotel, and I think they either had Pete's or
I think it was
Seattle's Pete's. Best. I'm not sure what it was in the lobby. I have never, and I've been drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I mean, I swear to God, I felt like I did a big gacker.
The
first time I ever had a
cup we
of
were
coffee.
Both. It was like, hey, man, do you feel okay? Yeah, it's weird.
Where do you go now?
For me right now, I tend to be a home coffee drinker. Like I said, I try to cycle through the different coffee brands because I'm still exploring my palate. My go-to is always Dunkin' Grounds. Right. I really do like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
That's what I got at home.
Dunkin' coffee. Right now I'm going through Maxwell House, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But
it's
when you go to a coffee shop, anything in particular?
As far as what I order or the coffee shop that I go to?
The particular coffee shop.
It's probably just a Starbucks.
All right,
if we had it in the area, yeah. It would be a Dunkin'.
I go to Cafe Ladro in Fremont, which I think has good coffee. They also have disposable, recyclable K-cup things.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So if I do have a cup of coffee at home, I've got one of those little tiny single cup makers.
There you go.
Cafe Vita. They have great coffee, and there's a place in Fremont up on the hill called Lighthouse Coffee, which is legendary roasters. They have fantastic coffee.
Also, great place if you want what I call a candy coffee, Dutch Bros. Dutch Bros has
Hey, man.
They got so many different combinations and iced coffees and whatnot, and it's all candy coffee, sugar loaded. It's more sugar than it is actual caffeine, but it is fun.
That start, right? Just as far as the Starbucks and all these quote-unquote coffee drinks. Just again, when I was growing up, you had coffee.
Right.
If it was a coffee drinks because you had a cream and sugar, but that was it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, my daughter's a barista. So when I visited her down in San Diego, we go to a Starbucks. She's like, hey, have you ever had sweet cream before?
Oh.
And I'm like, I don't think I have.
Man, that's good stuff.
I've had regular cream, half and half. She's like, Dad, you need to try sweet cream. So I'm like, all right. So I taste this. I'm like, Jesus, this is a game changer.
It is, man.
And now they have a caramel sweet cream at the Ladro.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that damn thing iced. It's one of the most phenomenal drinks ever.
Mike turned me onto it last year.
Yes.
I'm not a big like pumpkin guy, whatever. I don't dislike it. I'm just not a big pumpkin guy. The pumpkin sweet cream something?
Yeah, I think it's the pumpkin spice sweet cream iced latte.
See, I can't remember all that to order.
No. Right. And I don't think they brought it back this year. I need to go back down there and check.
They got one now at McDonald's.
Do they? Okay.
I had a nice coffee yesterday from there. I didn't get the pumpkin spice. But to be honest with you, McDonald's coffee, just fine by me.
It's not bad, yeah.
7-Eleven coffee, just fine by me. Just give me a cup of coffee. I'll figure out how to junk it up.
Yes, sir. But you know what? Being here in Seattle, we are home to one of the biggest coffee establishments all over the nation, all over the world, for that matter, Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And our friends over at UpRocks, we've been talking about it all segment here is kind of the invention of the iced coffee, which is kind of big right around this time of year. And so somebody from UpRocks.com went to Starbucks and conducted an elaborate taste test of all of the iced drinks on the menu.
Okay.
And since you know what, we could use a little bit of a buzz in this room, I decided to bring you guys some of the options that they have here.
Yeah, we need a buzz.
We need a buzz. Exactly. So I'm going to run through the bottom four as far as their top 10 list goes real quick. The dead last of the 23 items, just the standard iced Americano.
That's sure. What I get.
Which is, it's kind of everybody's standard order.
Congratulations!
I got the worst.
They said it's, quote, barely drinkable. It tastes like rainwater filtered through a potted plant.
Don't tell me how bad my drink is.
This drink has no redeeming qualities. They don't have espresso good enough to make an iced Americano work.
Oh my God.
It's fine. Put a little cream in it, man. We're fine.
You have crappy taste, Miles. It's fine.
Number 10 on their list is the salted caramel cream cold brew, which I'm sure that you would like there, Mr.
Salted caramel cream.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah,
number 9, the iced blonde vanilla latte is, again, ooh, just a straight coffee. I don't think it's got any creamer in
haven't had it.
Icy blonde.
Number 8, the iced cafe mocha, which has got to be a cold hot chocolate.
Yeah. Right.
Right? It's got to be good.
Wouldn't that just be a cold chocolate? Can you have a cold hot chocolate? Wouldn't it just be a cold chocolate?
You're right.
It's like chocolate milk, dude.
That's exactly what it is. It's just an iced chocolate milk with some coffee in it, right?
Right.
There you go. Number seven is the Reserve Cold Brew. So that is all the ones that I don't have for you.
Now, cold brew, is they got that cranked up a little bit, the way they do that as far as the caffeine, correct?
I have not known how cold brew works, but I know that it works differently because, whatever reason, there is no decaf cold brew from what I understand.
When I get those little cans.
Which doesn't make sense. It's like it's just coffee. How can you not boot cold?
It's a very small little can, man. Mm-hmm. It gets you going.
Yeah. So what they have here at number six is the first one that I got for you. It's all the way here on Mr. Hill's side.
We get to taste them.
Yes, we get to taste it. So grab yourself a straw over there. This is the iced white chocolate mocha.
Ooh, white chocolate.
So while you guys are testing that, I'm going to read you here a little.
What's not your nickname?
The Jason Williams.
The white chocolate mocha. Quick little coffee fact. The average coffee drinker in the U.S. has just over 3 cups a day. So a lot of us are already in that sweet spot. So what are we thinking of the iced white chocolate mocha?
It's good, but it's just like a fine good.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, but I wouldn't say don't get it. Like, it's fine.
Plus, it's got the whip on top, so, you know.
It's good.
Anything that's got whip on top, you're going to enjoy
it.
Wouldn't
kick it out of bed.
Number five on their list is one that I am really excited to try. It is the iced cinnamon dolce latte.
What does dolce mean?
I don't know what dolce means.
It means it costs more.
Isn't there Dolce Cabana?
Probably. Right. Dolce and Gabbana, the clothing brand.
Right.
But I get their hot cinnamon dolce latte all the time. Wrong. It is one of my staples. It is one of my go-tos. It's a great one.
This tastes like if when I finish my cinnamon toast crunch, drink the milk.
Yes.
But I also had a teaspoon, say, of coffee in my mouth.
Exactly. Another coffee fact here. Coffee consumption in the U.S. is at a 2-decade high. 2/3 of us have had a cup in the past day, and 84% of coffee drinkers regularly make it at home, and I am among those right there. So what are we thinking of the cinnamon dolce there? You said it kind of like the cinnamon toast crunch.
It tastes like the milk and cinnamon toast crunch.
It really does.
Oh, I am down, man. I'm down. Next one that I have for you here, right here in the middle, it is the Reserved Iced Chocolate Mocha.
Reserved.
Reserved. I don't know what's reserved about it.
I think it's like dolce. We can charge you more.
We got this from the
artisan
vault.
Bread.
More coffee facts here. The popularity of specialty coffees is at a 5-year high. 43% of coffee drinkers say that they prefer something a little more sophisticated than a regular coffee, which I like
this
to treat myself from time to time.
Sophisticated. It's dessert.
Right. That's all it is, man.
I mean, my God, like, there's nothing sophisticated. They're delicious. That one I like the least so
I'm
far.
I'm not a big mocha.
Really?
I don't dislike it.
I'd rather have a vanilla latte.
So we're not big on the cold mocha.
No.
on the cold chocolate.
No.
Next one that I have for you is the iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso. Let me read that one more time. The iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso.
Should that not taste like cinnamon toast crunch?
I can't even remember the name. Like, if I wanted to order it, I'd be like, I don't remember what it's called.
Another fun little coffee fact here. Our favorite espresso drink is a tie between lattes and cappuccinos.
Uh-oh.
No. Straight espresso is next, then mochas, Americanos, macchiatos, and flat whites. Miles, not a fan of the iced brown sugar oat milk shaken espresso.
It's just weird.
It might be the oat milk because...
I can't figure it out, but it's...
It like, when it first gets into your mouth, it's going to be good. Then you swallow it, and you're like, wrong.
Yeah.
And then the final one that I have for you.
Ta-da!
Get ready. It's another oat milk. It is the iced toasted vanilla oat milk shaken espresso. The
toasted
iced
vanilla.
Toasted vanilla oat milk shaken espresso.
I toast vanilla a lot at home.
Another coffee fact here, 40% of millennials store their coffee in the freezer, which coffee nerds will tell you not to do. The cold affects its flavor.
That's better.
That's better, you say.
I believe so, yeah.
They need to come up with easier names, man.
They really do.
Like the number one, number two, number three. Like, you go to Jimmy John's, right? They have names for the sandwiches, and then they just put a number beside it.
And they're not all on the board either.
Can I get my double ham-fisted oat milk?
I would order them if I didn't have to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Give me a three.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the oat milk, because I've actually liked oat milk in like their hot coffee, so I wonder how it tastes in the cold coffee.
I like milking oats because I like little oat nipples.
Absolutely.
That's just me.
They're so cute down there in the bottom of the oat.
Those are good.
Have you ever clicked on the porn tab a puffy oat nipples?
Puffy oat nipples. The number one that they have on there, they say, is the best ice drink from Starbucks. Unfortunately, is a seasonal item. That's why I don't have it for you today, but it is the iced pistachio latte.
Oh, because pistachios are seasonal.
Yeah. Right.
Right. It's not pistachio season, damn it.
Come on.
I just can't find them anymore.
When is pistachio season?
Baskin-Robbins doesn't have pistachio ice cream anymore.
Come on.
Couple more coffee facts. The younger people are almost twice as likely to drink coffee at lunch than people who are over 60.
Yeah.
The Midwest hates decaf. I didn't know that, but it's a section of the country that drinks it the least. And finally, British people prefer instant coffee at home. It is the most popular type over there by far. 44% of people in the UK drink instant. Only 18% brew normal coffee. 15% drink decaf. Mm-hmm. And 22% do not drink coffee at all.
Not that my daughter would ever tell me something like this, but realize this. If you go in and you order, say, like 4 drinks.
Yes.
And they're complicated drinks. And you do all that. And you don't leave a tip. All right?
All right.
You come in, you do it again the next day.
Oh.
You're drinking decaf.
Oh,
yeah, no. I've heard that. Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
You
yeah,
are
for
drinking
sure.
decaf.
Damn.
So just know, take care of those people. They're taking care of you.
That's right, man.
Okay.
Tip your waitress. Your barista.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Can't get enough of The Men's Room? Listen to The Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nate. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola!
Hola!
Nate, are you sober or not sober?
Soon to be not sober.
I'm going to say you're not sober, Nate. All right, pick a job. Cruise ship entertainer, drive the Wienermobile, pet food taster, or a Disney mascot.
I'm driving that Wienermobile straight to Busch Gardens, baby.
Nice.
Good Lord.
Hey, if your kids get it, they're not our kids.
Uh-huh. You could drive it to Wenatchee.
That's not as fun.
It's closer.
Or Squim.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, Hump Tulips.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Beaverton.
Beaverton, yeah.
Big Lick, Arkansas, I believe.
Is that Arkansas? Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Bald Knot, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Skokum.
Yeah, Skokum. I drove my Wienermobile right into the Skokum.
Grand Canyon.
Yes, indeed.
That thing's been everywhere. Yeah. I've been everywhere.
Where, man?
I've been everywhere. Hi, I'm Johnny Cash. I drive the Wienermobile. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Intercourse Beaver Lick.
That's right. June, come on. Get in the Wienermobile.
Come on,
June. All right. Question. Who was the first U.S. president to take the oath of office using a nickname? And I don't mean a nickname like Big Lips. I mean, like, in other words, my name is Steven mm-hmm. by nature, but if I took the oath as Steve.
People call me Bubbles.
I'm not real good at history.
Let's say 20th, later half of the 20th century.
Let's just say Nixon.
I'll say Eisenhower.
I'm going to say it was Bill Clinton.
What, Slick Willie?
He took the oath as William.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He did take his oath. Then we knew him as Bill. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Hang
go
on.
Back a few.
Is that
go
Ike?
Back a few. No.
Teddy Rose. No.
No, he.
FDR. Lyndon Johnson.
He was known for peanuts and a drunk brother.
Oh, it was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. He took the oath as Jimmy, not James.
Okay. No kidding.
Yeah.
Ha!
I would never have got that.
Big Jimmy.
I know George W. wanted to go on as the Bushman.
The Bushman.
I said, look, man, we just can't do that.
Like, I want to drive my Wienermobile.
Come on.
Can you call me the Bushman?
Call me the Bushman. Throw everybody off, man. Come on now.
My dad already is George Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know my dad is George. You call me the Bush man.
Just call me W. Here, have a can of baked beans.
I, the Bush man, will protect this Constitution. Bush man's in the house now, brother.
What if they have a Bushmobile and hand out baked beans and it just follows the Wienermobile around everywhere? Because what's better than a hot dog and baked beans?
How do we not call the Bushmobile when he was in office,
yeah,
man?
Right. The motorcade.
Yeah. Like, what are these guys doing?
Secret Service here. The Bushmobile is coming down the road. I repeat, the Bushmobile.
Did you call it the Bushmobile?
Come on, man. If I can't be the Bushman, call the goddamn thing the Bushmobile.
10-4, rubber ducky. Here comes the Bushmobile.
Yeah, the Bushmobile. Riding into the Rose Garden, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, I called her Tammy, but whatever.
Tammy the Bushmobile.
I don't have time for that.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here's your question.
Whoa. Whoa, you weren't kidding. Holy cow.
Fuzziest airbag ever seen.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, your question. What modern condiment is thought to be one of the earliest used spices? And earlier this year, France had a shortage. They never losing their freaking mind about it.
Salt?
Oh, mustard.
Mustard.
Mustard. I guess salt's not much of a condiment, huh?
Is salt technically a condiment? Because you don't have to have it. You use it to flavor your food.
And preserve. You preserve with it.
You can preserve with it. That's one thing. But if I don't know, whatever it is you serve me, once I grab salt to add it, doesn't it become a condiment in that moment?
Based on the fact that there's salt water, there's salt lakes.
Right.
I don't think so.
But if I add it after the fact, I already got Mike.
A condiment is defined as a substance such as salt or ketchup is used to add flavor to food.
Okay. Well, who knew?
Hear that, people? Flavor to food.
Oh.
Yeah, no kidding. Even salt.
Right.
Something.
Do something that goddamn salmon, please.
Stop telling me what
anything.
You didn't do.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't do a thing to it.
We just called and served it to
you. Why'd I come to a restaurant then?
Why am I giving you money if you didn't do any goddamn thing?
I could have bought that damn thing at the store and done nothing to it.
I know.
Why am I here?
It's unbelievable.
Golly.
We don't do anything to our food. Now, why is it a restaurant? It's a grocery store. Jesus. Even a Costco sample, they add stuff.
You take pride in that?
Yeah. Chef.
Chef.
All right, here's your question. What name is given to a doctor who specializes in skin disorders?
Oh, man.
You know this.
Oh, I got one. I just don't... Same on Castle.
You're overthinking it.
Yep.
Because I hear skin disorders, but...
You have heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to say I don't know and then get mad when I hear it.
It's not cosmetology.
I'm not even... No, no. I almost don't even want to tell you. I almost don't want to tell you. You're going to be so mad at yourself.
Come on, Miles. You got this.
I don't know.
Dermatologist.
Dermadammit.
Oh!
Dermadammit.
A dermadammit.
A dermadammit.
Damn it.
I told you, man. I didn't even want to tell you because now you're mad. Yeah, yeah.
You definitely would want to go to my dermatologist.
I heard she's super hot, right? Ooh, somebody makes a point there and says, come on, man, you got to drive the Wienermobile to Hershey, PA. Oh.
No.
Well, the,
no.
I like someone said Butte,
no.
Montana.
Yeah.
No.
Driving my Wiener to Butte.
I'm going
to
park it in the Butte.
The Butte parking garage. No. One vehicle at a time. All right.
You could take it to Regina up in Canada.
That's the only place I would
go. Canada.
Yeah. Oh, man. Are you only here because it's called Regina? Yeah. Yeah, I am, dude.
They didn't even want this to be a stop, but I was like,
they can fire me later. All right. How many passengers were aboard the Mayflower when it set sail for the New World in 1620? You're laughing because you hate me.
Yeah. Let's say 24.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, 102 passengers,
really?
And 30 crew members, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's the ship that took the Colts to Indianapolis in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is bona fide. So it used to be the Baltimore Colts, right?
Okay.
The owner then, Jim Irsay, word got out that he might move the team. Baltimore right. Freaks out. Please don't do that. And he's like, nah, dog. I wouldn't do that.
What does that sound like?
I'm just kicking around the ideas, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to move them. Then in the middle of the night during a blizzard, this is not a lie,
what?
He hired the Mayflower movie company.
They
loaded up
night,
all their crap
and left.
And rolled up. So when you woke up the next morning,
how do you whisk away a football team?
They did it.
And it was Mayflower. Oh, yeah.
No social media, no cell phone cameras.
My God.
You know, that's the difference.
Why do you whisk away a football?
Because you get a new stadium.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. That's honest to God how that
just
works.
Man, I think your question number 7.
All right, here is your question. What kind of spirit is Cavassier?
Cavassier.
It's a phantom.
I'm going to say... brandy.
Okay. I was going to say cognac. Oh. Very good.
It is a cognac, but cognac is a type of brandy.
I see.
Okay.
Everybody's right.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Party man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified woman from, oh boy, Turnhout, Belgium.
Well done.
Now, she recently had to, see, Mike, you always say well done, but I'm not quite convinced whether or not you know I'm saying it right or if I had to sound convincing. I just sounded convincing. Yep. Okay, thank you. So it might not be called Turnhout, but Turnhout, Belgium. She recently had to call firefighters when she couldn't identify a burning smell that was filling her apartment. Now, at first, it was not immediately clear where the smell was coming from. The fire department, they actually had to use a thermal imaging camera to work out the source of the smell. Well, thanks to the camera, they were able to determine that the burning smell was coming from a cupboard. They opened the cupboard, they removed the overheated, partially melted object, secured it, and then made it safe. Now, when shown the object, our honoree said, and I quote, "Wow, what is that?" That's when the firefighters explained, "Ma'am, it's your vibrator."
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lithium vibrator.
I guess, ma'am, but the thing, it was smoldering, it had melted down. She had it in the cupboard, so the firefighters, like I said, thermal imaging, they find it. When they pull it out, they said she turned red and was like, what is that? And they're like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. It's the thing you probably just using 20 goddamn minutes ago.
Clean that thing.
Yeah, good Lord, man. So, yeah, ladies, keep an eye on your vibrator. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Game is up, Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Hola! Nate, are you sober or not sober?
Soon to be not sober.
I'm going to say you're not sober, Nate. All right, pick a job. Cruise ship entertainer, drive the Wienermobile, pet food taster, or a Disney mascot.
I'm driving that Wienermobile straight to Busch Gardens, baby.
Nice.
Good Lord.
Hey, if your kids get it, they're not our kids.
Uh-huh. You could drive it to Wenatchee.
That's not as fun.
It's closer.
Or Squim.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh. Hump Tulips.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Beaverton.
Beaverton, yeah.
Big Lick, Arkansas, believe.
Is that Arkansas? Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Bald Knot, Pennsylvania?
Sure.
Skokum.
Yeah, Skokum. I drove my Wienermobile right into the Skokum.
Grand Canyon?
Yes, indeed.
That thing's been everywhere. Yeah. I've been everywhere.
Merman.
I've been everywhere. Hi, I'm Johnny Cash. I drive the Wienermobile. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Intercourse Beaver Lick.
That's right. June, come on. Get in the Wienermobile.
All right. Question. Who was the first U.S. president to take the oath of office using a nickname? And I don't mean a nickname like Big Lips. I mean, like, in other words, my name is Steven by nature, but if I took the oath as Steve.
People call me Bubbles.
I'm not real good at history.
Let's say 20th, later half of the 20th century.
Let's just say Nixon.
I'll say Eisenhower.
I'm going to say it was Bill Clinton.
What's Slick Willie?
He took the oath as William.
Oh, did he? Okay.
He did take his oath as William. Then we knew him as Bill. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Go back a few.
Is that Ike?
Back a few. No.
Teddy Rose. No.
FDR.
Lyndon Johnson.
He was known for peanuts and a drunk brother.
Oh, it was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter. He took the oath as Jimmy, not James.
Okay. No kidding.
Yeah.
I would never have got that.
Uh-uh.
Big Jimmy.
I know George W. wanted to go on as the Bushman.
The Bushman.
I said, look, man, we just can't do that.
Okay, I want to drive my Wintermobile.
Come on.
Can you call me the Bushman?
Call me the Bushman. Throw everybody off, man. Come on now.
My dad already is George Bush.
Yeah. They know my dad is George. You call me the Bushman.
Just call me W. Here, have a can of baked beans.
I, the Bushman, will protect this Constitution. Bushman's in the house now, brother.
Wonder if they have a Bushmobile to hand out baked beans. And it just follows the Wienermobile around everywhere. Because what's better than a hot dog and baked beans?
How do we not call the Bushmobile when he was in office, man?
Right. The motorcade.
Yeah. Like, what are these guys doing?
Secret Service here. The Bushmobile is coming down the road. I repeat, the Bushmobile.
Did you call it the Bushmobile?
Come on, man. If I can't be the Bushman, call the goddamn thing the Bushmobile.
10-4, Rubber Ducky. Here comes the Bushmobile.
Yeah, the Bushmobile. Riding into the Rose Garden, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, I called her Tammy, but whatever.
Tammy the Bushmobile.
I don't have time for that.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
All right, here's your question.
Whoa. Whoa, you weren't kidding. Holy cow.
Fuzziest airbag ever seen.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Your question. What modern condiment is thought to be one of the earliest used spices? And earlier this year, France had a shortage. They never losing their freaking mind about it.
Salt?
Oh, mustard.
Mustard.
Mustard. I guess salt's not much of a condiment, huh?
Is salt technically a condiment? Because you don't have to have it. You use it to flavor your food.
And preserve. You preserve with it.
You can preserve with it. That's one thing. But if I don't know, whatever it is you serve me, once I grab salt to add it, doesn't it become a condiment in that moment?
Based on the fact that there's salt water, there's salt lakes. I don't think so.
But if I add it after the fact, I already got my...
A condiment is defined as a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food.
Okay. Well, who knew?
Hear that, people? Flavor to food.
Oh.
Yeah, no kidding. Even salt.
Right.
Something.
Do something that goddamn salmon, please.
Stop telling me what
anything.
You didn't do.
Yeah. Oh, no, we don't do a thing to it.
We just called and served it to
you. Why'd I come to a restaurant then?
Why am I giving you money if you didn't do any goddamn thing?
I could have bought that damn thing at the store and done nothing to it.
I don't know.
Why am I here?
It's unbelievable.
Golly.
We don't do anything to our food. Now, why is it a restaurant? It's a grocery store. Jesus. Even a Costco sample, they add stuff.
You take pride in that?
Yeah. Chef.
Chef.
All right, here's your question. What name is given to a doctor who specializes in skin disorders?
Oh, man.
You know this.
Oh, I got one. I just don't... Same on Castle.
You're overthinking it.
Yep.
Because I hear skin disorders, but...
You have heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to say I don't know and then get mad when I hear it.
It's not cosmetology.
I'm not even... No. I almost don't even want to tell you. You're going to be so mad at yourself.
Come on, Miles. You got this.
I don't know.
Dermatologist.
Dermadammit.
Dermadammit.
Damn it. I told you, man. I didn't even want to tell you because now you're mad.
You definitely would want to go to my dermatologist.
I heard she's super hot, right? Ooh, somebody makes a point there and says, come on, man, you got to drive the Wienermobile to Hershey, PA. Oh.
No.
Well, the-
no.
I like someone said Butte, Montana.
Yeah.
No.
Driving my Wiener to Butte.
I'm going
to
park it in the Butte.
The Butte parking garage. No. One vehicle at a time. All right.
You could take it to Regina up in Canada.
That's the only place I'm in
Canada.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
Are you only here because it's called Regina? Yeah. Yeah, I am, dude.
They didn't want this to be a stop, but I was like,
they can fire me later. All right. How many passengers were aboard the Mayflower when it set sail for the New World in 1620? You're laughing because you hate me.
Yeah. Let's say 24.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, 102 passengers
really?
And 30 crew members, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's the ship that took the Colts to Indianapolis in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is bona fide. So used to be the Baltimore Colts, right?
Okay.
The owner then, Jim Irsay, word got out that he might move the team. Baltimore right. freaks out. Please don't do that. And he's like, nah, dog. I wouldn't do that.
What does that sound like?
I'm just kicking around the ideas, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to move them. Then in the middle of the night during a blizzard, there's not a lie.
What?
He hired the Mayflower movie company.
They
loaded up
night,
all their crap
and left.
And rolled up. So when you woke up the next morning.
How do you whisk away a football team?
They did it.
And it was Mayflower. Oh, yeah.
No social media, no cell phone cameras.
My God.
You know, that's the difference.
Why do you whisk away a football?
Because you get a new stadium.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. That's honest to God how that works.
Man, I think your question number seven.
All right, here is your question. What kind of spirit is Cavassier?
Cavassier.
It's a phantom.
I'm going to say... Brandy.
Okay. I was going to say cognac. Very good.
It is a cognac, but cognac is a type of brandy.
I see.
Okay.
Everybody's right.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Part of the Man, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified woman from, oh boy, Turnhout, Belgium.
Oh, nice.
Now, she recently had to... See, Mike, you always say well done, but I'm not quite convinced whether or not you know I'm saying it right or if I just sounded convincing. I just sounded convincing. Yep. Okay, thank you. So it might not be called Turnhout, but Turnhout, Belgium. She recently had to call firefighters when she couldn't identify a burning smell that was filling her apartment. Now, at first, it was not immediately clear where the smell was coming from. The fire department actually had to use a thermal imaging camera to work out the source of the smell. Well, thanks to the camera, they were able to determine that the burning smell was coming from a cupboard. They opened the cupboard. They removed the overheated, partially melted object, secured it, and then made it safe. Now, when shown the object, our honoree said, and I quote, "Wow, what is that?" That's when the firefighters explained, "Ma'am, it's your vibrator."
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lithium vibrator.
I guess, ma'am, but the thing, it was smoldering. It had melted down. She had it in the cupboard. So the firefighters, like I said, thermal imaging, they find it. When they pull it out, they said she turned red and was like, "What is that?" They're like, "Come on, man." Mm-hmm. It's the thing you probably was using 20 goddamn minutes ago.
Clean that thing.
Yeah, good Lord, man. So, yeah, ladies, keep an eye on your vibrator. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.